Welcome to the Teaching Exceptional Children's Podcast. The mission of this podcast is to help close the research to practice gap for practitioners in special education by creating a platform to facilitate conversations with key constituencies and scholars in the field regarding the latest publications in the journal, as well as using the journal for professional development. You're probably wondering who I am. My name is Maggie Bethay, and I am a PhD student at the University of Florida. Part of my role at UF is to be an editorial assistant for the journal under the guidance of our wonderful team of editors. I'm honored to be the host of the Teaching Exceptional Children's Podcast, and I can't wait for you to be a part of this journey with us. Thanks for listening. Let's get started. Okay, well, thank you for being here with me today. We have Victor Torres here, and he is going to talk to us about the journal, Teaching Exceptional Children. So first off, can you just tell our listeners who you are and kind of your role in connection to the field of special ed?
Yeah, Maggie, thanks for having me today. So I'm Victor Torres. I am currently a assistant principal and 6 through 12 special education coordinator for the Aurora City Schools. It's located in Aurora, Ohio, just a small town. I'd say about 45 minutes from Cleveland, 45 minutes from Akron, almost at the midway point. And my connection to the field of special education, I started as an intervention specialist for 11 years plus. And I actually spent time in the field before then too, working in the residential setting in addition to the educational setting. So, you know, I've been in the field, you know, I'd say close to 20 years now, 11 years professionally as a licensed teacher. And this is my first year as a special education administrator. So I'm kind of seeing all facets of special education.
Wow. Yeah. The administration role is a whole new can of worms there. Well, awesome. Thanks. So what made you decide to go into the field of special ed?
You know, I'll tell you, when I first started going to college, you know, like most kids, I was kind of bouncing back and forth between what I wanted to do. So I started off and I said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and major in computer science. Then it went to IT. Then it went to English teacher. And then I landed my second job, which was at the time, I was working at the airport for a third-party company called FSS. And so we worked with Continental Airlines, and we also had a partnership with NWA Airlines. And part of my job, actually, majority of it, was to help those with disabilities who had layovers or, you know, had to be at the airport for a certain amount of time before catching their connecting flight. And so, you know, during that time, we would, if it were kids, we would try to engage with them, play games with them. We've had schedule activities, and that piqued my love for the field of special education. And, you know, shortly after, I once again changed my major, but I haven't changed it. I didn't change it since. And, you know, I've been in love with the field and with what I do every day since then.
That is wonderful. I didn't even think about that role within the airline industry, but that's so wonderful. And I love that. So what is your connection to the journal Teaching Exceptional Children?
You know, for me, it was a introductory point or mark for me into research. So, you know, I went through my master's program and, you know, I kind of got a heavy introduction into research. But for me as a practitioner for 11 years, it was my form of understandable and applicable research. So when I looked for, you know, the latest evidence-based practices or what things were being done in the field of special education around the world, or high leverage practices, or, you know, what upcoming research was coming into the field, you know, TEC was opening that door for me. And being a CEC member, and I'll talk a little bit about this later, but being a CEC member provided me accessibility to research as a practitioner. And I'll tell you, from a practitioner's lens, research is hard to read, and it's hard to understand. There's, the different types and the participants and the settings and the data analysis, and it's long, you know what I mean? So for practitioner purposes, it can be a difficult read. And then after reading it, you have to make, you have to have an understanding and make substance of it. Whereas TEC was, it was accessible, but it was also applicable, right? It was something I knew I can pick up, I can read, I can pilot, I can trial it. And with TEC, this was years back, but I read an article on social skills training for middle school students. And this was, during a 2-year stint that I was a intervention specialist, a teacher for at a middle school setting. And I remember reading this article, and I reached out to the author, right, of this article. She was a professor at a university in California, State University. And I shot her an email and I said, "Hey, read your article in TEC, your research. I would love to get a hold of anything you're willing to share in terms of the program for my kids." And I explained my situation. And a week later, she sent me everything I needed. She sent me the protocol. She sent me the booklet, all the resources I needed, free of charge, which was incredible. TEC really opened a door for me to learn to understand research, and it opened up a door for networking, right? I reached out to the author and, was able to apply that social skills program, and I ran it for 2 years, and I saw successful outcomes with my kids. And I wouldn't have had that opportunity, had I not, been an avid reader of TEC at that time.
That is wonderful. So I love your story with TEC because that's exactly what the mission behind the journal is, to really work on closing that research to practice gap for practitioners and making it more consumable and applicable for teachers that are on the front lines with students, working with students. You kind of talked about how you think the journal is impactful. So, how do you think leaders in similar roles as yourself? You said you're an assistant principal, you do a lot of coordinating with the special ed services and things. So, how do you think that leaders in similar roles to yourself can use TEC in some of the same ways that you have?
Well, I guess I'll first start by talking about the again, being a CEC member and having the accessibility to it, and it being, it's not a difficult read. So I think TEC is a great, oh, it opens the door and it's a starting point for leaders in the educational field and profession to learn to, to start to understand research, to be able to pick something up, read about it, share the information, have dialogue about it, and potentially implement it and apply it in classrooms. I think one of the biggest issues, and that you've mentioned this already, for me, especially as I was transitioning from practitioner to an administrator, and working within different committees of CEC and having conversations with people in higher ed, is how can we bridge, like you said, the gap from research to practice, right? And I think TEC does that. It opens the door, it opens the doors and the avenues for that. And part of that is, like I mentioned earlier, was, accessibility is one component, but also the feasibility, right? The feasibility of being able to pick up something, read it, understand it, and then implement it. I think TEC provides that. And it's such an underrated journal, and it's such an underrated resource that not a lot of people are aware of. So, my next tenet, I guess, for this is, as impactful as TEC is for leaders like myself and my profession, how can we continue to expand its brand and make and create a sense of awareness for the journal and the impact that it can have for practitioners across the country?
Absolutely. Yeah, I know as the editorial team, we're constantly having these conversations about how we can get this information into the hands of teachers and practitioners who need it. But we really appreciate your leadership in the field and your use of teaching Exceptional Children's Journal and your promotion of it and just your story. So thank you so much for coming on to this podcast that we're just now getting rolled out. And I look forward to getting to speak with you more and more leaders just like yourself that have gotten to use this journal in really impactful ways in our field.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. I appreciate it and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Teaching Exceptional Children's podcast. Make sure to check us out and follow our social media accounts listed in the show notes below. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to rate us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Be on the lookout for our next episode to drop, and until then, happy teaching!